This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
They're an arrogant, ingrown, close-knit brotherhood like the Mafia. They're the product of a sick society. To hell with tomorrow. Their bag is today. Their bag is right now.
Welcome to Ben and Woods.
Oh, the hair on my neck just straight up.
With Ben Higgins.
Thank God all these bottles I popped. All this paper I've been getting. All these models I popped.
Stephen Woods.
It's my job to pull that demon out of Ben Higgins. And I will do it.
And Paul Reindel.
Oh my God.
It's Ben and Woods.
Oh, I do. It seems a long time to do.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in. Ben and Woods, 97.3. The Fan. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. Welcome back from Las Vegas, my friend. It's good to have you back from Sin City. How much sinning did you do in Sin City?
Did a little bit of sinning.
How many times did you sin?
A couple.
It's not really a sin, though, anymore.
No, it's not.
Actually, it's like that's what you're supposed to do. Right? Once you
be fruitful and multiply.
Once you tie the knot, it's no longer sinning, Paulie.
No, I had a great trip.
I want to hear all about it. Dude. I do. Because I don't want to talk about any baseball today for
I've got stories.
3 hours and 4 minutes that we're in here today.
Oh, man.
Benjamin Higgins is our Secretary of Homeland Exploration and our dear friend. Our beloved Benjamin. Benjamin, how are you today?
Good, good. Good morning, everybody. We're the extended pregame show that's not going to be talking about any baseball, apparently.
Yeah, right. I think that would be phenomenal. Phenomenal. Just come in here and catch up on life and how things are going. How was everyone's day yesterday? Paulie had a travel day, obviously, so we know how that is. Benjamin, how was your day?
Getting ready for graduation tomorrow.
Oh, yes. How
high school,
cool is that?
High school graduation, my youngest, Graham. You know, there's little things you've got to get. I didn't realize
beers.
This, but apparently Lays, like Hawaiian Lays or something, you're supposed to, you know, graduates wear. Shell said,
so cool.
Can you go find some? This was more of a project than I imagined. I had to call like 4 or 5 florists. Found one. They said, "Oh, we only have magenta and gold." I go, "Those are Torrey Pines colors. I can't
not doing that.
I got to do the right. I got to do white and blue. I got to do the right colors for the school.
You should hand make them."
So, I finally did find. I found a near where you live off Saxony.
Yeah.
There is a florist, and they said, "Yeah,
Franco's."
No, Franco's didn't have any.
You're
left.
Kidding?
Yeah, I couldn't get one at Franco's. A different one, smaller one. Forget what the name is, but. ordered them. I was surprised how expensive.
He knows exactly what the name is. He doesn't want to say it because
Plugola.
I actually know. I've forgotten what it's because I called so many of them.
They all run together.
They're all running together in my mind. I definitely called Franco's and couldn't get one reserved. What would you say? One flower lay. So like real flowers.
How much does a lay cost?
How much does a lay go for?
$300. No, a lay. One lay.
One
Hawaiian
lay.
Floral lay would be.
What's that? It's that season. It's graduation season.
Yes. So they jack it up a little bit. I'm gonna say $50 per lay.
$74.99.
Wow. So Woods, who usually overpays for everything, came a little low. It was $55 each, and we got two of them. So
that's $110 on
just for flowers that are going to be worn once and are going to die because they're not alive anymore.
When I graduated, half the kids would have the flower lays.
They
and
did.
Half the kids had. They were a candy.
Yeah. Like juicy Smarties, fruit and a little, net.
Candies all the way around.
I guess they didn't do this back in the 70s when I graduated high school.
I didn't do it either, but apparently it has been a tradition for some time now. So I had to find some Lay's yesterday.
Okay.
We'll pick them up on tomorrow morning, and then graduation is tomorrow afternoon.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned graduation because the gentleman that we usually have on Thursday, Eno Saris, who is our pal, our buddy, we love Eno, frantically texted Paul yesterday and said, I'm so sorry, I can't join the show today. So Eno will not be joining us. I go, that's a bummer. He doesn't want to talk about the Padres either, yeah, I'm assuming.
I get it.
And he goes, no, it's my son's, fifth grade?
Fifth grade promotion.
Fifth grade promotion, graduation. Now, there was a time, and Paulie still may feel this, there was a time in my life where I would look through social media and go, really, bud? You're going to your kid's kindergarten graduation, huh? Or preschool graduation. I am so excited for Bo's preschool graduation. I can't even tell you guys. I'm so proud. I can't wait until it happens. I'm so ready to, see him on to the next step. And it's because you have, it's your little guy, yes, you did it.
So for
he gotten through finals and
finals,
senior projects and everything?
His ass. Okay, kicked his ass.
For me, obviously it's different. Don't have children.
Right.
Totally get where you're coming from. My thing
so
has always
excited.
Been, it's not even the whole come on, you don't have to go to that. I think every parent should go to every
100%
for their children.
Any event.
My thing was though, we just didn't have that growing up. We didn't have fourth grade promotion from fourth to fifth grade. It was as simple as finding out who your teacher was going to be next year.
Is that right? That's right.
We had K through six. So after sixth grade, that was a big deal. You finished elementary school. You were moving on to middle school.
Yeah, but your parents took you out for dinner. There wasn't a big
seventh
to-do.
And eighth grade. After eighth grade, there was an assembly. It wasn't a big graduation ceremony, but it was still a momentous occasion. You were going from eighth grade, middle school
to high school.
And then obviously
with
high school
Eno,
graduation.
I'm wondering, is there is
like,
does he have
a
middle
damn.
School that's sixth, seventh, eighth grade? Is he actually
could be.
Maybe his kid is leaving one school? Because if it's just fifth to sixth grade in the same school, that's not a graduation. That's just
promotion.
If it's going from third to fourth grade, if they have a class day or whatever,
yeah.
Every parent should be there. That's awesome.
I
don't get the whole, it's third grade graduation.
But see, you don't get it, but I'm ready for it. I love it. You guys know, I was at both of my kids' first day of preschool. I missed the Mike Clevenger trade entirely, which AJ probably should have done the same thing at the time. He should have had a kid and gone to his first day of preschool, and then maybe he would have missed that phone call from Kenny Williams in Chicago and not pulled that trade. But I'm already asking Hannah. Bo starts kindergarten in August. Kindergarten. My little guy, man. He was a baby when we started. He's starting kindergarten. And I won't be here. I'm just telling you guys now. I will be.
Nor should you.
I will be with him that day, getting him ready, taking him to school. I'll call in, but I won't be here. I'm never going to miss those if I can, if I can help it. So very cool. That's so cool for you. You got two kids that made it through high school. Both in college. Holy cow. We are at such different points in our life. I still have all this to
despite the fact that we are essentially the same age.
The same age.
Yeah. Do they have the big grad night? What are they doing?
They do. He doesn't want to do the whole grad night thing, though. We're doing dinner and
when I coached
at
Grossmont High School, they would go an all-night trip to Disneyland.
That's fun. We had
we were just in the gym from they locked us in from 8 p.m. until 5 a.m.
I didn't
something.
Have a grad night. My graduating class was terrible. Nobody cared. Nobody wanted to do anything. And they didn't sell any tickets, so they canceled.
So we had it at some...
I think we're supposed to have a hypnotist.
There. Oh, my God.
Oh, we had a hypnotist at ours, too. That's absolutely the case.
We had some big place out by a lake, shocking, in Texas. And they're like, all right, that's the bit. They want to lock you in so you don't go out and get drunk and drive around and all that. But we just got drunk before we went to the grad night, which was a lot of fun. But then you're like, all right, it's 3 a.m. I don't want to be here anymore. I want to go home to my bed where I live and sleep and have for, you know, the last 18 years. And, well, that's exciting, Benny. That's very exciting times. Yeah, that's you get them through the high school years, man. I'm just sick to my stomach about it. I'm so nervous about because kids are mean and weird stuff happens and drama and you know. So I worry about a lot of that stuff. But well, congratulations to Graham. One more day, huh? So tomorrow's his last day of school, or
technically last week. Last week was the last day. They got rehearsal today. And that's it. They don't have to go to class or anymore. So
that's cool.
It's down to the ceremony and then sayonara.
As a senior, you got to school like 2 weeks before everybody else.
Oh. Yeah.
So. Somebody says grad night was the best. Disneyland with other schools. Ben, tell your son he'll regret not going. Is it at Disneyland?
No. Oh, okay. No, he's not missing. I don't think he's missing. I didn't love mine. I'm like you. I was like, this is.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Like Paul, not anything spectacular. Like,
we had an unofficial senior trip that a handful of kids went on. It was Cabo, I think.
We went to Cancun. That's the move.
Really?
Me and my friends were like, I'm
18 year olds in Cancun.
Yeah, I was 17 when I graduated high school, and I had to have a
fake. That sounds like trouble.
I had to have a fake ID that said I was 18, but it was Cancun. They didn't care. It was
didn't have the most stringent of policies down there in Cancun.
Now that I think about it, it's very odd. That at 18, they're like, all right, well, listen, senior trip, we're taking all of you young, underage kids down to another country where you can all get hammered and fornicate as much as you want. Let's go. We were at foam parties. I was like, this is the greatest thing that ever happened
to me.
Did
you do that parasailing at the back of the jet ski?
We did no activities. Our activities were, let's go get S-housed as much as we can because we can't, at 18 or 17, you couldn't walk into a bar like, give me 17 Coronas and 40 shots of tequila. You could there. And we're at a foam party with all these other schools. It was unbelievable. It was like the greatest trip of a lifetime.
Sounds very irresponsible.
It was very irresponsible, but man, was it something special to think back on.
My buddy's dad had a second home in Palm Springs he let us have for a week.
That's fun.
So we flew down to Palm Springs, did 2 days, drove.
Was it Ben?
No, it wasn't Ben.
Oh, it was not Ben, okay.
Might have been. You might have been there. You might have been golfing. I don't know. I didn't know you at the time. And then we went to L.A. I'd never been to Los Angeles, so we cruised over there for like one night or two nights. I can't remember. Got to go to Conan, which was awesome.
Oh, that's killer.
Universal Studios. We did the bus tour to see the houses, you know, around Beverly Hills and Bel Air.
I want to go back.
Like star maps. Yeah. You actually like went around to see... Well, where Al Pacino
lived. My buddy's
lived
dad was loaded. He arranged for us to have our own private double-decker bus. So we're like, all right, fine.
I think I should get all my old high school friends together and go back and do another. Our 30 years is coming up, which is staggering to think about that I am still living and breathing. But get all the same guys together and go down and do Cancun again would be unbelievable.
Be very different.
Yeah, I'd be asleep at 7. No, that's therein lies the difference.
I don't want to get up for golf in the morning.
Would stick out like sore thumbs.
7:45 tea time.
Who are these old creeps over there ordering cherry vodka sours just like they did when they were 17? Time of our lives. And now we change gears. To the fun stuff. I love the fun stuff. We'll be talking some Padres baseball. That was a particularly excruciating loss last night to the Miami Marlins. And there's a lot to talk about. There's more to talk about than meets the eye. Right? That's the theme. The eye didn't catch something last night. Who is the eye? Who is the eye responsible?
That's a good question. It's a lot of people blaming Bob Melvin.
As usual.
I honestly, I'm not sure where I stand on what happened there in the ninth inning, when the tying run scored.
Yeah.
I'd really like to get more information on procedures and what does go on, because I'm not ready to just point a finger and say, oh, you're an idiot. You didn't see that.
Yeah.
I didn't see it, and I had a much better view than I'm sure anyone sitting in the dugout did of that play. And if you don't know what we're referring to, when Yuli Gurriel scored the tying run, replay showed that there's a good chance that he didn't hit home plate.
Yeah, it looked like he was a good three inches from it.
I don't know 100% if it would have been overturned. There's that little border around the plate.
Yeah.
I don't know that he might have nicked that going by, and whether umpires, if they had looked at it, went, are we really going to take away a run here? I mean, I see it all the time.
Like, it happened recently where a kid hit a grand slam or something in college.
Oh, yeah.
And came in and missed home plate, you know, kind of jumped for the celebration, missed it. They're like, banged it out, you know? That's also the umpire's job, to have his head right there and go, yep.
Umpire wasn't watching.
He wasn't looking. It's not like one of those things where you see it every once in a while. They'll throw back to the base after the play's over to check the runner, and then the umpire will give him the out or whatever. He wasn't looking.
He was not looking at the play.
He would have probably been like, what are you talking about? What are you doing? He's safe. But he wasn't
looking.
It sucks,
dude. It's crap loss. I'm tired of these losses. I'm tired of coming in and having to do this show again. It's not about us, obviously. It's about you guys. The audience, I'm sure you're sick of hearing it. I'm sure you're sick of hearing all the platitudes that are about to vomit out of our mouths for the next 3 hours.
I think I have a different feeling on yesterday's game than some of the other losses that we've seen this month.
But it's still the same old S.
It happened so fast. It was like 5 minutes.
You knew it was coming.
To me, save it. We'll get to all of that. Yes. I want to talk about the new look broadcast, the MLB-produced first ever Padres broadcast yesterday. Did everybody find it okay? Did it look good on everybody's TV? Did it sound good? What were your impressions of that? We're going to open our phone lines this morning, 833-288-0973. As he said, Eno's not going to be here. We got a shorter show because we're going into an early Padres pregame show at 9:10 with Sam Levitt. So we want to hear from Padres fans this morning. That's coming up. Daily Diddy is next. Woodsy selection. Songs to make you feel good. It's almost like sticking the knife in a little bit deeper when you don't feel good.
Does Nine Inch Nails hurt count? That's how I feel.
And then we're off and running on a Throwback Thursday with Ben and Woods. Good to have Paulie back in studio. The whole crew back together again on San Diego's number one sports station. Get our first check of traffic with Kelly Danick this morning on 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
this song. I love this band. I love everything about Lynyrd Skynyrd.
You're smiling. I, like
I love
that.
It, man. It just puts me in a good mood every time. Give me three steps. He was cutting a rug down a place called The Jug with a girl named Linda Lou. So good. Her boyfriend comes in. What are you doing? Dance with my old lady. So he says, please, man. Let me get three steps. Give me three steps towards the door, and then you can try to come get me. I need three steps. That's all I need. God, I love this. I love this song.
Maybe they made a better couple. Maybe that guy should have come in and realized, I'm not fulfilling my woman's needs enough.
Linda Lou.
Yeah.
Who's this guy? You come here to my favorite place, The Jug. And you're dancing with this guy now, Linda Lou.
What do I need to do to be better in our relationship? You just immediately go to violence like you're going to, you know, beat the crap out of this guy. I don't know that that's the proper response.
Well,
now.
Listen, people that hang out at The Jug, I don't know that they're that much of forward thinkers like you are, Ben. I think that if you're at The Jug cutting a rug, then violence is probably in your day-to-day menu. So that was Skynyrd, Give Me Three Steps. It literally always makes me happy when I hear that song. I crank it, move around in the car, and man, one of those bands I regret not growing up in the 70s, being able to go see a bunch because I just adore the great Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Well, yesterday was a big day, I think not just for the Padres, but for Major League Baseball with the first ever MLB-produced broadcast of a local game. After the Bally Sports deal went away 2 days ago, they had their first chance to show their stuff and what the future of baseball might look like, because it's not just the Padres. Could be several other teams that follow suit with their own in-house broadcasts of games coming up. And they certainly didn't. They pulled out all the stops right out of the gate with the open. I heard it and I thought, I know that voice right away. When they started the broadcast yesterday for the Padres-Marlins game, did you hear the open?
No.
Here's the voice.
The dawning of a new era of Padres television coverage.
You know who that is?
Great Bob Cox.
Yes, it is. Presented Friend by and for the team that all San Diego fans care about. We bring you the next evolution of Padres baseball coverage.
Love it.
New rules. Faster, more exciting play.
Is it more exciting?
And the presentation to match. A broadcast backed by the power of the Padres and Major League Baseball. Padres Baseball, presented by Major League Baseball, is officially on the air.
You know,
when he says more exciting baseball, does that mean like I want to give myself a Colombian necktie every time I watch this team? Just slice my own throat, pull my tongue out through it? Because that's what it feels like watching this team right now.
You laugh. I think we can all agree that the rule changes have been a positive thing for baseball.
Yeah, they've been fantastic. I love the massive underachieving.
Game has been better overall.
The game has been shorter overall. That's all it's been. That's for us, the last team to adapt and adopt any of these new rules. I'm going to drive that point home. I made it yesterday to Adam Jones. Every other team with the talent that we have figured out how to exploit, a.k.a. use the new rules to their favor. Not us, boy. Not us. We have gone in the complete ass opposite direction.
It's a valid point. Let's stick with the broadcast for a second. First of all, it's not fair to judge one game on it's not the final product. This isn't the final exam. It's a long season, and this was day one. I imagine there are going to be some tweaks and changes as they go along.
They kind of threw it all together in like 24 hours.
Exactly. But for the most part, I thought the broadcast looked really good.
Yeah, I thought it looked fine.
Thought picture looked sharp. There was no issues there. Directorial. It was very simple. It was one of the most simple baseball broadcasts I've seen in a long time.
You guys know me, though. I'm not interested in it, but like when I see the Apple TV broadcast, I go, oh, it's cool. That looks sharp, and I like the kind of little nuggets they give you now. Oh, he's
probabilities.
It's kind of cool. It's different. But I mean, I see people. I don't see it much anymore. But I saw people like, man, this score bug sucks, and this that I don't like that feed at the bottom. I'm like, All right, now we're bitching just to bitch. But I thought it looked, you know, looked like a pretty good baseball broadcast.
I saw the score tweaked a little bit.
Like, I saw the score bug complaint.
Could be a little smaller.
Yeah, and a little
it
bit more
up, like,
to the left.
Half the guy's head.
Yeah, it was a little too far into the middle of the screen, I thought, but
those are
that can be adjusted, you know, in the days to come.
I think I've chosen in my life. I get in the weeds about enough stuff, and I bitch about enough stuff that I'm like, you know what? I'm getting the game that I love. I'm pretty much going to consume what you give me as far as how it looks.
Oh, it's not a matter of, well, this score bug, I can't watch
this. I'm not
this.
Watching, yeah.
It's the same reason I'm like, you know, you see people are like, I hate this broadcast. I'm like, you're still going to watch. You're still going to watch the game.
Well,
just because Joe Buck's calling a game that your team's playing in, you're still going to watch.
I mean, it's more John Smoltz for me now, but right. Yeah. I'll hold it. I'll save it.
No pregame show. Just went right into Don and Mudd, just basically chatting. You know, I think there were less commercials at some point. I'm sure they're going to fill those out. But
I noticed a couple early breaks. They were just promos.
Yeah.
Just like Padres promos.
Haven't filled out the spots and everything that they probably will sell at some point. So it was a very simple, you know, telecast of a baseball game. I kind of appreciated that. As Eric Grubner told us a couple of days ago, it's you know, they will have a pregame show, a 15-minute one for home games at least, starting when they get back.
Tomorrow?
The postgame, I think tomorrow, I think they're going to have a pregame show. The postgame show is just Bob Scanlon kind of on the field with a couple of highlights and wrapping up the game. And, you know, I think they tried a couple times to go to Bob Melvin at the end. And then I don't know if they ever ended up getting that feed or not. I had to go in and do a sports cast and I missed the end of the post game show, but very simple. You know, I for the most part enjoyed the broadcast. I do feel like when you have, even though like we are partners with the Padres and Bally Sports was partners with the Padres, it's a little harder for the team employed broadcasters, Don, Mudd, and Bob, to be maybe as, you know, critical as sometimes they need to be. I would say if you're doing a post game show, I feel like you're going to need to bring in a little more of a voice there, or you know, just you lose the game at the end. There's got to be some ways where you can poke and look at the criticism of the game, what the team did wrong. Focus on that. It doesn't have to be all negative. You don't have to be hammering them, you know, constantly. But you know, if you're doing a post game show, there has to be some analysis. You know, Mark Sweeney would do that. You know, hey, disappointed with the way this team is looking right now. You know, they got to change some stuff. Things are going wrong. I don't know how much we'll get of that on a Padres MLB-produced telecast going forward.
Yeah, I didn't really hear a whole lot of Bob Scanlon's words in the short two-segment.
Well, it's very short.
Because I was so angry at how the game ended.
Yeah.
It was just all one ear and out the other.
I was eating frozen yogurt, watching on my phone.
And again, it's the first day. I'm not gonna give them a final grade as of yet. But what did you think? 833-288-0973. New Padres broadcast produced by Major League Baseball.
Let's double the can we stack also on top of that? Give us your opinion on the broadcast for sure, because it is a new era in Padres baseball. It's a big deal. It absolutely is. But also, where you at? Where you at as a fan? How are you feeling today? I'm not feeling very good. I'm kind of mad, you know. Or is that a call, those calls for another time?
No, you can absolutely give us your reaction. We'll
get it off your
chest.
We'll
get to our wrap-up of the game and talk about our feelings on Padres baseball coming up as well. And you can share your thoughts on that. We'll do that next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Let's go out tonight.
Tower 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by the Caltrans Stormwater Program. Visit cleanwaterca.com. Let's change this to that by picking up after our pets, reducing pesticide use, and regularly servicing our vehicles. Learn how at cleanwaterca.com. That's cleanwaterca.com from Caltrans Stormwater. Guessing we have a fairly short Padres wrap-up. Wasn't a ton of highlights or lowlights. It was just a pitcher's duel.
Paul, you missed this. So we're going through the pitching matchups yesterday, Ben and I, and Ben's given me the stats for Braxton
Garrett
yesterday. And, you know, pretty middling guy with a middling ERA, a lot of walks, or not as many walks as Blake Snell, but he gives up a lot of hits and some walks and, you know, a decent whip, but Blake Snell's whip
sounds
is
like
high.
The Padres' worst nightmare.
And you're looking at Blake Snell, and you're going, he's giving up a ton of hits, and he's giving up a ton of walks. I said to Ben, I go, this game's going to be 4 hours, man. This could be one of those where, like, maybe if you're a gambling man, maybe you pound the over. The last thing in the world I expected was a pitcher's duel from these two guys. Part of the beauty of the game, I guess, also kind of frustrating when you're trying to be an analyst about the game, and you're like, oh, this game's going to be a shootout. No, it was anything but a shootout. And, you know,
2 hours and 24 minutes.
That's unbelievable, man. That's Randy Jones style without any offense really whatsoever from our San Diego Padres. We had also kind of talked about how, man, the at-bats, because the at-bats the night before against one of the best pitchers in baseball, I know what his record says. I know what his ERA says. He's nasty. Still, he's still nasty. Man, they put some good ABs. They hit it where it was pitched. It was the great approaches up and down the lineup. You're like, okay, it's starting to lock in. We saw some stuff in New York. It's feeling like it's starting to lock in. Then you go out last night, you scratch out two hits, one of which probably could have been an error, you know, and one guy that's been on the team for 48 hours is the only guy that scores you a run. It is, this team remains the biggest mystery of all time. I mean, they are the most confounding. I don't really like to use this term, but I'm going to. It's like bipolar. I mean, you just don't know.
I actually have a completely different view of yesterday's game. I'll hold it until we go through the highlights of our Padres wrap up, and then I'll tell you why I kind of disagree with your take. Right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
It's a shame if they lose.
You can visit Pity City, but you can't live there.
I'm living there. I live there now.
Did you miss any of the Padres game yesterday?
Oh, it's been a great day today. Can't wait for more.
Oh, God, here we go. Jesus Christ.
Cancel the parade. That's why you play the games.
It's the Padres Wrap-Up with Ben and Woods.
Slam Diego? More like Fail Diego.
Presented by Hummel Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hummel Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hummel Casino. Fun above all else. On 97.3 The Fan.
I just felt the way that the roster is built, they would have to outscore their opponents to win.
2-2 to Sanchez. And that's hit hard in the air, deep to left field. This one way back. Gonna go! A line drive. Home run for Gary Sanchez. He's first as a Padre, and they take a 1-0 lead here in the third. Now they're 2-0. Arise, hard hit up the middle. Bogaerts behind second has got it, brings it himself to the bag. Throw to first is in time. Another one. Third time tonight, and the sixth time in this series, the Marlins ground into a double play. This one going to end the eighth inning. 3-2 pitch is hit hard on the ground left side. Bogaerts dives, can't get it. Soto charges. Gurriel rounding third. Here's the throw. Cut by Kim. Relay gets through to Hader. Backing up home plate, and the game is tied. Looked like Soto's throw was going to have a chance to get through to the catcher Sanchez. But Kim cut it off, kind of to the left of the mound. And then he threw a little bit away from where Sanchez was. At third, excuse me. Here's a ground ball fair up the first baseline into right field, and the Marlins walk it off. They get two against Josh Hader in the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Fish come back from a 1-0 deficit to win this game 2-1.
Anytime we got Josh in the game with the lead in the ninth inning, we feel good about it. So give him some credit. Drew a leadoff walk, got a couple hits off him. Doesn't happen often.
25-30.
You're mad because the Padres were up the whole game and then lost.
I'm more mad that they struck out 13 times and could not seem to put anything together.
Well, see, now the reason for that, I think, is very simple. I see we got callers on the line. We're going to get to your phone calls here. The reason for that is that Braxton Garrett was throwing tons of strikes. Tons of, like, a ridiculous number of strikes. He threw 79 pitches, 56 strikes. The Padres offense is designed, and they did it 2 days ago. They scored their first six runs all on guys who had walked. If they can't get some walks, they're not going to have... I don't think they can score a lot of it.
But here's the thing. Like, and I disagree with that because when you are... The hardest guy to hit is the guy... Blake Snell would be almost impossible to hit. Now, I know he was very good last night. But Blake Snell, what makes him effective, why he gets 9-10 strikeouts a game is... He doesn't know where it's going. Those guys are impossible. Guys that pound the zone is what you live for as a hitter. You live for the guy. Hey, man, he may be firm. His stuff may move, but he's around the plate.
I'll agree. The Padres needed to maybe adjust their approach a little bit. Patience didn't work against
that guy. It did not work, no.
You're just falling right behind in the count and putting yourself in bad situations because he wasn't missing at all. Now, the Padres, again, I don't necessarily think it's a great idea every day for this team that walks a lot to go and start swinging at first pitches a ton. That's probably not effective. But yesterday, you know, they needed to adjust. They didn't adjust.
Who's that on?
At some point, I think it's the coaching staff is going to have to say, hey, we need to quickly adjust a little faster to our approach in this game against this guy.
That said, Garrett. Braxton Garrett. Not a guy traditionally that is pounding the zone as was yesterday.
He went 5 1/3. He struck out 7. I mean, he wasn't overpowering.
He was
very good. They have a really good bullpen.
Their bullpen was fantastic.
And it was great again yesterday. That is a strength of the Miami Marlins. And those guys were good, and they throw very hard, and they got their strikeouts as well, and they didn't walk anybody. It was a well-pitched game.
It was.
I was thinking at the time, Padres have lost so many games that I feel like they could have, should have won with just one hit, just one turnabout. Yesterday's game, to me, was a game I thought most of the time, even in the eighth inning, I was thinking, I think this is a game Padres probably should have lost. And they, with Josh Hader coming in, I think they're going to win it. But
me
this
too.
Is not one that I – they did not play the way a winning team plays in this game. They didn't get on base. They didn't do the right stuff. They got some double plays at the right time.
That was so key,
which was cool. But to me, that was one of those games that you can steal occasionally, and then they just had it taken away at the end. I don't feel that bad about that game yesterday.
I do.
The Marlins outplayed the Padres, I thought, almost all the way, and they got unlucky.
But
the Marlins got unlucky in that game.
You said it in a text last night, and I hate this. I hate this phrase. We didn't deserve to win that game. Bull S, we didn't. We made pitches when we need to make pitches. We turned double plays when we needed to turn double plays. And you turn it over to your all-world closer with a one-run lead, and he didn't get the job done. I love Josh Hader. I feel terrible for him. I know he's kicking himself in the nuts right now for blowing that game and walking that leadoff hitter. But we absolutely deserve to win that game because, well, We played well enough to win.
You
take a lead into the ninth inning, and you got Josh Hader coming in. You got to win that game. You got to.
I'm not saying that you don't. You have to win some games that you don't deserve to win over the course of
the
baseball season.
We haven't won any this year that we have.
Yeah, you're going to lose some games that you deserve to win, so you better win some games you deserve to win.
I get it.
It was a blown opportunity, no doubt about that. But it was different to me than some of these other frustrating losses that the Padres had where, boy, we had 17 runners on base.
Couldn't
we went
1
for 12 with runners in scoring position. How do we lose the game? Padres didn't even have an at-bat with a runner in scoring position in the game yesterday.
What is this team's identity?
There were no regrets to me from yesterday's game that, boy, they could have added. They should have added on. They never had a chance to add on.
Yeah.
They never gave themselves even an opportunity to do that.
I was sifting through AC's daily newsletter.
Yeah.
Team fell to 1-11 in games in which they fail to score more than one run. So 12 games, they've only scored 1 or 0 runs.
Yep.
They're 1-11 now.
Well,
third. The Tigers have 12 games with one run or less. The Brewers also have a few.
You're not going to win if you only score one run. for the most part. You're going to win one or two 1-0 games over the course of the season. I said it yesterday. I'll go one more time. The problem is the Padres aren't winning any close games at all.
No.
I went through yesterday in May now.
It's blowout or feast or famine.
This is the final totals for the month of May. I did it yesterday. Here are your final totals. 10-16 record, plus 12 run differential. So their losses, they had 12 of those 16 losses were by one or two runs. They had a three-run loss in 10 innings. Two other three-run losses, a four-run loss, and a five-run loss.
This is somebody kneeling on your chest with a pair of tweezers and plucking their eyebrows after one by one.
Their win, 16 times. Their 10 wins, they had one win by two runs. Everything else, two by three, two by four, two by five, three by five, one by seven, one by six. They've won every game that wasn't close. They lost every game that was close.
Paulie, will you bring tweezers in tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right. And when we lose, I'm going to kneel on your chest and pluck out your eyebrows.
It was an infuriating month
infuriating.
As a fan. Terrible. When you lose every close game.
Every one.
You don't have the satisfaction of pulling one close game out of the fire, essentially. The closest game they won was the one
Nationals.
Where they were. Yeah, well, yeah, they pulled that one out of the fire at the late home run. And they scored five in the ninth against the Marlins 2 days ago. That was a close game until
then.
The ninth inning. But by final scores, they lost every close game in the month of May.
Grab some calls.
Yeah,
man.
Let's start with our friend Ryan Cohen is on the line early this morning.
Hey, buddy.
Ryan, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're good, man. You're usually Mr. Positive. How are you feeling?
Yeah, so I was thinking about, you guys asked how we're feeling about the season. I think what's especially frustrating so far is even dating back 4 years now to 2019 and 2021, two seasons that ended horribly, those teams started out hot and didn't have necessarily the expectations in 2019 as this team.
Yeah,
so
not close.
I was thinking about opening day and, like, how many innings I thought were going to go on forever with Xander and Tatis and Soto and Machado. It just hasn't happened. So that's where I'm frustrated, is the expectations are high. I still think this is a playoff team. I still think they're going to win the World Series. I'm 100% all in on that. But, my goodness, this has been the most brutal April-May stretch since 2018, when they didn't score a run in the first series against the Dodgers.
That was so bad. I remember that. It was like, it's time to strap in, folks. We are in for it this year. No runs in three games against the Dodgers was excruciating. But, you know, at least at that point, you, Ryan, we could shift to, well, you should see the guys they got coming up. This team's going to be a juggernaut. No one knew that this team was going to be filled with potential all-stars and ex-World Series champions and the third highest payroll in baseball. We've beaten this horse dead. The horse is dead about the expectations, the pressure, the headlines, the everyone picking you to win. You know, they need to figure out who they are. They got to figure out what kind of team they want to be. And, I mean, the offense last night was... it was craptacular, and it's been craptacular so many times. 16 times at least we've come in here this month, 16 times this month, and come in and said, what the hell's going on with this baseball team? We haven't even gotten into, you know, the awful bottom of the ninth inning, which, I mean, it's people calling for people's heads at this point. I want to dig into that at some point today and find out, you know, what you guys think, what the audience thinks about the missing of the home plate, where Gary Sanchez was standing. I will say, Ben, I did warn you about the Gary Sanchez experience. Hit the third hardest hit ball of the season for the San Diego Padres in his second game, accounted for the only run, one of two hits, an absolute missile. Phenomenal. Love that for him. But the Gary Sanchez experience kind of reared its head in the ninth inning there. And you do wonder at some point, if Austin Nola is your better defensive catcher, is that something that's good? You know how they were moving Jake back to first at the end of the game for better defense when Carp would play first? Is this something that maybe now we have to look at? Because Austin Nola, for all his faults, wouldn't have been 10 feet up the first base line.
Would he have not?
No.
Is it because he trusts... Is it because Gary Sanchez?
Well, there's communication, and you know,
is new and didn't trust what was happening
catcher
there
before. Though the play is where? Where's the play?
The play is the play.
He was following the ball. He doesn't not trusting his.
He thought. Well, if I don't go and get it, it's going to go into the dugout. But you've so I've got to go stop it.
Josh Hader's behind you. You got to know.
Well, then that there is some element of hey trust, and I didn't go through spring training or anything with these guys, and I see a ball.
Communication.
I see a ball running away.
But
I
in the ninth inning, with the ninth in the ninth inning with Nola. There.
We'll continue this discussion next here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.